Right now, we are joined by 680's political affairs specialist, John Stahl, and a special guest, mayoral hopeful Olivia Chow. She's the second of the three candidates joining us live here on 680 News this week, just ahead of Monday's municipal election. Take it away, John.
And welcome, Olivia. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Long time no see.
Absolutely. We used to hang out over at City Hall.
I wore the yellow for you here, and... Blue jacket, corduroy, and
need some purple.
You show up in the purple and the black. Listen, we only have a short bit of time, but we just have polls here that show you again in third place. Some have said the story of this campaign is your collapse from the leading position in the spring until 5 days before. How do you feel about all this?
Well, it's etching up. You know, I don't go into polls because polls have gone up and gone down, and sometimes it corrects, other times it's not. I'm getting really good response from people on the street, and I'm talking about matters that are really important to people, whereas the other two candidates are not.
Well, but that's a good question. In third place, are they really that important to people? I mean, I look at you, and you say, we've been together a long time. We go back a long time. It's been a long time since you've been in Toronto and municipal politics.
8 years is not that long.
Well,
14 years of experience.
Well, that's not the point. You were in that rarefied air in Ottawa. And now you come back, you're a bit scrappy, but have the people of Toronto changed? Are there more millionaires around here that appeal to Doug Ford and John Tory's money as opposed to your social conscience?
Well, I do note that in the last 4 years, number of kids living in poverty have gone up. It's gone to almost 1 out of 3. This is really quite serious. In fact, it's a national disgrace. So, no one else is talking about the importance of investing in people so that that we can have a prosperous city where no one is left behind. We can do this. We're a good city.
And which is why the Toronto Star, in its editorial, pointed out that it's a good thing to have you in the campaign because you are the only one talking about the disadvantaged and those who need to be taken care of. But that's not enough to win.
Well, the Toronto Star said I make a fine mayor, but right. I think it's important that we all come together and build a city, not divide, not tear down. I'm not talking about cutting services. The other two candidates are, and I'm talking about investment right now, improvement of services right now, bus service right now, better jobs for young people right now. Whereas the others are saying, later we'll build this, maybe, you know, they set no targets and no real sense of urgency of doing things right now.
Is there anything you can do between now and Monday, do you think, that can solidify this vote for you?
Well, I believe so, because some people make up their minds over the weekend. Some make up their mind while walking to the polling station. And a lot of people that are still haven't quite decided yet.
These debates, some of them have been pretty messy.
Yes, the other two guys are yelling at each other, calling each other names. I'm trying to talk about issues that matter to people. It's a bit messy.
Has it been driving you crazy? Or
No. It's a unique opportunity to connect with people that are that want change in the city. They want a change of direction. Not the same old, same old.
But a lot of people are wondering, you know, how the three of you get together after all this is over. I mean, you have a role to play no matter what's going to happen, whether you're mayor or something else. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do if you lose, because you're not going to tell me. But somebody's going to tap you to do something. There's been such vitriol between you and Tory and Doug Ford on the public stage. How do you guys get together after and make it all happen and say, oh, well, that didn't matter, it didn't count?
I think I don't take things personally at all. I think people that get involved in political life want to contribute. And everyone have their own ideas. We don't necessarily agree with each other about those ideas, but the intention is to do something good for the city. So if we find a common ground, that's where it's at. And I am sure that people can come together and make this a better city. I don't agree with John Tory because he hasn't laid out a plan, a fully costed out plan. I don't think it's realistic. His smart track idea, I don't think it'll work. And he's not talking about building affordable housing or real jobs for young people, things.
But do you think those issues really matter?
It does. You know what? This is what the city government is supposed to do for you.
Okay, it may matter to you, and everybody's talking about that. But you know what? I get the sense that the only thing that matters is more Ford or no Ford? And if it's no Ford, who? And so far, it's not you. It's John. And that seems to me to be, when I talk to the street, all that matters.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to vote based on hope. Hope for working together to create a better future where no one's left behind, where everyone counts, rather than vote based on fear. A fear of four more years. Like, I think we can't afford four more years of four Tory policies. They're both conservatives. John Tory doesn't have a progressive track record. So it's a change of direction. It should be a hopeful future rather than just fear.
Are you at all concerned that a strategic voting pattern might play into that among those who don't want another Ford, feeling as though if they vote for you in third place, it might weaken Tory's ability to beat them?
Well, I say to them, why replace a Tory with another Tory? We can do much better than that.
And I thank you for joining us here this morning. Nice to see
you. Thank you, John.